What seems like an epidemic of sex scandals in Texas high schools. Three female teachers in three different schools not far from each other have been arrested in the past week and accused of sleeping with their students. Mike Maruzars is here with more on that. Good morning, Mike.
Bianca, good morning to you. Yeah, in at least one case, police believe they even have video evidence to prove it.
If this were a yearbook, vote these three most likely to stun a school. Three Texas teachers accused of having sex with students. The cases all in and around the Dallas area. In Arlington, Brittany Collops accused of staging an orgy at her house with five of her teen students. Police say at least one of them recorded the encounter with a cell phone.
I think it's disgusting. I don't understand.
In a surprising move, her husband came to her defense.
I hope that you will not pass judgment on her because you don't have all the facts or details according to this situation.
In Irving, police busted 26-year-old April Alexander. She's accused of having sex with a 16-year-old student at MacArthur High School in 2009. And in Gladewater, east of Dallas, English teacher 39-year-old Angela New arrested for sleeping with her 18-year-old student a month before he was set to graduate. He is of legal age, but it's illegal for teachers to sleep with any student in the state of Texas.
You see these things happen on TV, and it seems like it's happening more and more often, but you never expect it to happen, you know, in your own community.
Experts say that these three incidents occurring so close to each other is probably coincidental, but that high school itself can often be a trigger for certain teachers' impulses.
Teachers are often unprepared for that raging hormone environment, and their boundaries can get blurred. And this is in no way defending those teachers who are perpetrators, but it's saying that teachers need to be better prepared for the environment they're going to be in.
We've seen this before. Deborah LaFave triggered international outrage after her arrest for having sex with a 14-year-old student in 2004. She served 3 years house arrest and 7 years of probation. And Mary Kay Letourneau served seven and a half years in prison for that infamous sexual relationship with a 13-year-old student. She delivered two of his babies behind bars. The two married after she was released in 2004.
And we tried to contact the attorneys for all three of those women involved in the Texas cases. Only Brittany Collops' lawyer responded saying she has not been officially charged and the investigation continues.